A little boy named Tom has a little frog in his bottle. Tom and his dog Jackie were all very liked him. But one night, when Tom and Jackie were far asleep, the frog fled away. The next day morning, when Tom and Jackie waked up, they found the bottle was empty. "Where's the frog?" Tom was very worried. He saw into his big boots, but found nothing. Jackie got his head into the bottle, tried to find something, but he couldn't pull his head off. He's in trouble. Tom went to open the window and shout out of the window, "Frog, frog, where are you?" But at this time, Jackie, with the bottle on his head, fell out from the window. Pow! The bottle was broken, and Jackie was free. Tom was very angry and said, "You naughty little dog." Dog was very lovely and licked Tom's face. They went out to the suburb and went into the deep wood. He shouted, "Frog, frog, where are you?" Nothing response appeared. Tom found a little hole on the ground, and he thought maybe the frog is inside. Maybe the frog was inside. He shouted into the hole, "Frog, frog, where are you?" But instead, a bad smell, the mouse, appeared. Tom was very angry. At this time, the naughty Jackie was very interested to a big honeycomb on a little branch. He wondered, what's that thing? What's the things inside? And he shook the tree. The honeycomb fell down on the ground. A large cluster of wasps was very angry, and they found the Jackie and decided to sting him. Jackie was very scared and ran away. The big wasps cluster were chasing after him. Tom climbed on a big tree and shouted into a big hole on the tree, "Frog, frog, where are you?" But an owl flew from it. Tom was very scared and fell down from the tree. Beside a big stone, Tom drove the owl away and climbed on the big stone and hold a strange big tree branch and shouted, "Frog, frog, where are you?" Nothing responded, but a big branch moved. In fact, this was the horn of a deer. These were the horns of a deer. The deer were very angry. The deer was very angry and carried Tom on its head and ran away. He found and ran away. Indeed, the deer were very angry and tried to kill Tom. At this time, Jackie went back. Jackie went back and found Tom was in danger, and he followed the deer and barked loudly. The deer threw Tom into the water and kicked Jackie also into the water and walked away. But the water was not so deep, and Tom and Jackie stood up and found a familiar, lovely sound behind the rolling tree trunk. "Shh, Tom." Tom hushed to the dog, and they wade through the water to the bank and climbed across the wooden trunk and found there, on the other side of the trunk, Mr. Frog and his wife were sitting there affectionately each other, and beside them were their lovely, happy children. Were their lovely, happy children? A cluster of little frogs. Tom and Jackie were very happy and glad. He said to them, "Mr. and Mrs. Frog, may I take one of your children for my little pet? I really love them." Mr. Frog said, "Okay, all right. I'll leave one for you. Goodbye." "Goodbye." Little Tom and Jackie with a little frog happily run away.